Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast. A show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome back to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Nicole Pellegrino.
And this is a very, I would assume, busy week for Nicole. You are getting married. By the time this comes out, you will already be married. And which must be surreal after being engaged for so long. I mean, it's what you have, what, 5-6 days before your wedding? How do you feel?
This coming Saturday, you know, I feel somehow relaxed and ready. Like as of right now, don't get me wrong.
That's great.
There is still so much to be done the week of your wedding. I've heard from multiple of you listeners that like brace myself. I know we talked about this last week, but you know, I'm at my sister's for the week, having to, you know, have family around, also working. Also there's appointments left and right, the last minute, you know, small details, appointments with vendors, that kind of stuff. But I've had 2 years to plan this wedding, so I think I'm for the most part planned. But
can I ask, when you have these meetings with like vendors, like what are you going over at this point?
Okay. So this morning it's kind of just like making sure everybody's on the same page. Like this morning it was me, my planner, and the leader of our band, for example. And we went through like just timeline, making sure our band leader had the updated timeline because I've made us change it like 10 times. And then just like he was confirming like the songs for the ceremony. He's going to be DJing our cocktail hour and our ceremony. So asking me like if I want any specific songs for that, in which case for the cocktail hour, I'm like, no, literally put on whatever you want. I don't care. And he's like, great, because I have playlists I can use. So just like last minute details like that. And then the reception timeline, like it's the little stuff you don't notice until you actually start planning that timeline. I know I've said the word timeline 80,000 times over the past couple episodes, but you don't notice how every little thing kind of has to be planned because it really affects the flow of your event. Like we planned when I'm going to change into my second dress, when we're going to sneak away to cut the cake kind of on our own and not make it like every little thing.
Who is like looking at the timeline and being like, and like making sure you stick to it?
So
like your planner?
Yes. Which thank God, because I'm going into this and I'm like, I don't know how people do it without a planner keeping them on track on that timeline. So my planner is going to be doing that, our month of planner. She's kind of owning the timeline, making sure all the vendors have it as well. But like the band guy is going to, you know, very much own the reception timeline. Like they have to know when to announce things, when to cue things, when, so they get comfortable with the timeline too. And then we have a venue coordinator who's kind of going to be in charge of like anything with the venue. So like the food, when the salads are served, when the entrees are served, stuff like that.
Right.
So everybody like has the timeline and will know it. But my planner is definitely like the run of show gal.
Are you like extremely excited? Like, how do you feel?
I'm very excited. I'm like nervous. I'm very nervous that like something might go wrong. Like truly knowing me, like I will spill a red wine on my dress or something. I don't know. God forbid. But
I feel like when people say that happens, it's always like, oh, it's like a story. It makes it like, you know, special to you that like the little things that go wrong, like wind up being like the fun part almost.
Very true.
So no, but I'm very excited. I don't know if that's actually true.
No, they do. It's funny because I went to my cousin's wedding this past weekend in Annapolis as well, on Friday. And basically like that kind of helped ground me in a way because I was realizing that as a guest, I like halfway through the night, I had to be like, oh yeah, Nicole, like remind myself to notice the little details and the signs and stuff like that. But like, if I hadn't done that because I'm planning my own wedding, I truly don't notice all the tiny, tiny details. So that made me stress less about the details.
I totally, totally agree with that. It's funny because it's like, you don't notice like, no, like the things we like freak out about, like no one notices besides another person who's planning their wedding, who's like looking for tips, like no one else, like no standard guest. Like I'm sure if you ask Mike, like about any of the details, especially from a wedding from before you were planning a wedding, like no idea, like not even think about it, like wouldn't faze them at all.
You only notice the cool things that they do. Like they had a welcome drink of like this really good orange crush. That's like a signature Maryland thing. And I was like, wow, these crushes are really good and tasty. Like, but I didn't notice like what, that there wasn't a photo booth while I was there. I didn't notice that there, that I couldn't see the welcome sign or whatever. Like, so,
but like, even if they didn't have that drink, you wouldn't be like, and where's the welcome drink? It was just like, you only notice it. You only notice it because like, it's good. So it's not like, even if you didn't have one, like no one would notice either. Exactly. Like they would only notice that people are just like noticing the like cool things they're seeing. They're not like looking for things that are missing or not done right.
Right. And you notice the experience you're having. Like they had an amazing wedding band. The venue was gorgeous. Like the food was so incredible. And that's what I was noticing. Like I was having a really good time and eating really good food and listening to really good music. So that's what I was like, okay, focus more on that. Stop, you know, stressing over the little welcome signs or the drink signs where I spelled the beer Yingling wrong on them. Did you see my story about that?
I did not see that, but I don't even know how you spell that. So I'm not, I wouldn't be someone who would notice.
Yeah, that's, I spelled Yingling incorrect, but yeah, everybody's saying you won't notice that. So yeah.
Well, I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to watch the whole thing on Betches Brides and your personal Instagram. and like, I don't know, is there anything else you feel like the audience should know? Like this weird single digit countdown of like, are you in, you're in Maryland?
Yes.
Right now? Okay.
Yeah. Just
how is it going with the family? I know you were like, oh, like people told you not to stay with your family.
It's or something. Good. Like I think it's good that I set boundaries with them and like made it known that like I am working during these hours. I am going to appointments during these hours. Outside of that, I do have, it is my wedding week. I have to plan, I have to do things. Like I set those boundaries early and they're respecting that. Right. Thank God.
You're not going
to
be chilling.
My sister took her baby to her, she's on maternity leave and she took the baby to her hair appointment. Cause I was like, I can't watch the baby and work at the same time and record the podcast. And so she's being very, they're being very respectful of all of that. So that's good. But yeah, that is a thing. People say, beware of the wedding week when you're like staying with family and stuff. Cause really there is, you kind of have to tell them like, move out of my way. I'm going to be in the zone and just let me be in the zone.
Right. Well, it sounds like that's a good tip for anyone like the days before, just like let everyone know around you. Like also like probably letting everyone know, like, unless it's urgent, like isn't really the week to be like,
right,
asking you to do a random errand,
right?
For example,
right, exactly. Or like,
did you remember all the stuff from your apartment to bring to Maryland, or did you forget anything?
No, I somehow remembered. That was, I mean, I put that was because I essentially packed like a week prior. I was putting everything we needed to bring in the living room. So like, we lived in squalor for a week and couldn't walk in our living room. But that's, I just put every little thing out and made sure I knew which box everything was in. And so fingers crossed, I don't think we forgot anything, but it was a lot of stuff, like little stuff. Like I remembered like at the last second, I was like, oh yeah, I have this pretty pearl hanger in my closet that I want to hang my dress on. Cause you want a pretty hanger for, you want to bring a hanger for your dress for the details photos. And it's like the little stuff like that. I'm going to make that list for you guys because, and for you, Jordana, since your destination.
I'm going to need it. And, but like mine, I feel like you're lucky you had like a car to like throw everything in. Like I'm going on a plane. So I'm like very anxious about like,
yeah,
just being able to physically carry all of that. Like, I don't know, like how many bags do I need? I feel like it's a whole different ball game. But I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited to watch it all go down and like,
thank you.
See it all. And like, I don't know,
see it all unfold.
The end of an era.
I know.
It's your last single week.
It's actually insane. Oh my gosh. But before we go off about me, what about you? Anything?
Oh, I've got forever to go on. I ordered a ketubah from Israel. Do you know what a ketubah is?
Yes. I thought it was pronounced ketubah. So now I feel stupid.
It's okay. I mean, like, why would you know how to say it? It's not like an English word. It doesn't, whatever. Anyway, I ordered a ketubah and I'll show it to you guys. It's like hand painted from Israel. So I'm really excited about it. And like, I want to show you what it looks like. Yes. I'll send you a video of it, Nicole. We can put it on on the Betches Bride story. And like said, with such a talented ketubah artist, like just feels like a little more authentic because it's made in Israel, like small business. And that was my big task of last week.
That is a big task.
And I'm excited because she's shipping it directly to Mexico, so I don't have to worry about like bringing this fucking scroll to Mexico.
Yes. And pro tip, I feel like for a destination wedding or a destination that's even in the US, ask your venue or your planner, whoever's there, if you can ship anything directly to them, because then you don't have to be
she's been great
scrambling.
Yeah, she's been great. She's letting me ship all the stuff. She lives like right by my venue, so she's like letting me ship whatever I need to her house. So I'm excited about that. And just for all of you who don't know what a ketubah is, a ketubah is basically like a Jewish wedding contract. So it's like in the Jewish religion, you're civilly married, but then like it's a whole other thing to have like a Jewish marriage. And like, I know I'm having an interfaith wedding, but like I wanted to have a ketubah.
Yeah.
And I have like an interfaith text, so it's not like too intensely Jewish. So it makes sense for Mike too. Like he feels comfortable signing it and doing it, whatever. And just like a nice thing. You do it like right before your actual ceremony. Like the officiant reads it and then like you both sign it. And it's just like almost like a
I love that
separate Jewish wedding thing. So I'm excited about it. If you guys have any questions about ketubahs or a Jewish wedding or Jewish traditions, feel free to DM me.
I almost remember Aileen saying from her wedding that was like one of her favorite moments was signing it before the ceremony.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you each need a witness and to sign it. And I signed Aileen's. So I'm on the ketubah.
Who do you guys have your witnesses picked out?
We haven't fully discussed it yet, but it has to be the Jewish thing is like it has to be like a Jewish non-relative. So they can't be related to you. Okay. And they have to be Jewish.
Okay. I wonder if my brother will probably do that at his wedding in November. They're having a Jewish wedding.
Is his fiance Jewish?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to have that. It's nice to just like tick tasks off the list. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I feel
like
I have a lot
more like tiny ones to do, but I remember what you said, like, probably when you were in the phase that I'm in now, where you were like, just do like one thing a week. And like one thing a week, I'm like 3 months out, a little less. Like, I feel like will get me to a nice place.
Yes.
So good tip on your part.
100%. I think I aggressively was like one thing a day. And you were like, no, we don't need to do one a day.
I mean, I guess you could do like one tiny thing a day. Like, not like you could do like, oh, I'm going to pick the song that the first dance song. I guess that's not that tiny. But
that's the stuff that will take you the longest, or maybe not you, but took us the longest still. Actually, I owe my band guy by end of today the song we want to enter into the reception with just Mike and I, because we decided to nix bridal party entrances. But I mean, that's the stuff. I just take forever to decide on like songs and stuff like that.
Right. Well, it seems so final. So right. I get that. So I will let you know how my one task a day is going. And soon you won't have to do any of this shit. It's going to be so exciting for you. I'm going to be so jealous.
I can help you.
Great. You'd be like my like secondary wedding planner.
Perfect.
But I can't wait to hear about it. Next week's episode, you will get the full rundown on Nicole's wedding, the good, the bad, the beautiful, I'm sure there will be nothing ugly. I'm excited to hear like your peaks, your pits, everything, all the tips for the listeners and for myself. I think it's going to be great. And we are going to be right back with something we haven't really talked about, but I personally was very interested in. So we feel like, felt like we had to get someone on here, but hair extensions for your wedding, like bridal hair, but also hair extensions in particular, because I have thin hair and I'm excited to learn all about it. So we'll be right back with Monica from RPZL to tell us all about hair extensions. Woo.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
And we are back with Monica Thornton. She is the co-founder of RPZL to talk about all things wedding hair and specifically hair extensions. Welcome, Monica.
Hi. Glad to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on because so Nicole has like amazing, beautiful, thick blonde hair, but like not everyone is as genetically gifted as her. And like for me, I'm someone, I have like pretty thin hair. It's very curly naturally. And I've like been straightening it for like 20 years. So it looks, so it has some damage. So for me, I feel like I've never had extensions before, but I felt like I was like the prime candidate for hair extensions. And I mean, we talk about this all the time, how like your wedding is sort of like the time to try something you've always thought about trying. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't know much about hair extensions. So I'm so excited to have you on to like talk to us and the other brides who are listening about like the benefits of hair extensions. I feel like there's so many different options that it's a little overwhelming. So I think we wanted to simplify it for the listeners, right?
Yep. No, so happy to help. So I'm the co-founder of RPZL. We launched in 2015 with my co-founder, Lisa Richards. And we saw like a huge void in the market, really for just easy access and sort of go-to hair extension, salon, and product line. So we launched really with a different business model and vision, which is exactly to fill the void of everything you just said, which is to provide sort of straightforward information, not sort of like, you know, if you go and you ask around about hair extensions still today, you sort of get like this used car salesman kind of thing. You know, you call up salons or you go to salon websites and there's no like pricing. They're just like, you know, TBA. and it's really like, you're like, oh, whatever.
So
and what
confusing.
I noticed was that I started calling around and it was, they were like scoping me out. They were like, well, where do you live? And I'm like, well, why does that matter?
you to know? See how much they could charge you?
Yep. All right. And so I was like, really started looking at this because like you, like it was a personal need. So I have very, very fine hair. And I just really didn't like my hair. So I was like, oh my God, I got to do something. So, and I'm Mexican American and my family's brutal. And they were like, oh girl, you go fix that hair. You know, like
gotta love
it was
that.
Like very fine hair. So that sent us down this path of creating RPZL, and really providing, you know, not that like, you know, weighing hair, like asking where you live, like all that. We're pretty straightforward. And, you know, I really recommend that, you know, whoever you end up going with, that you go with a company or a stylist or a service, you know, or even the product lines, that, you know, you're well informed before you buy it, because it is an investment.
Mm-hmm, right.
And frankly, like, I think, you know, we don't think about it this way, but hair is like your number one accessory.
Totally.
It is the thing that like impacts your look the most, no matter what kind of wedding you're having, whether you're having a super high-end wedding, whether you're having a wedding with like two people, you know, it really just impacts everything. So, you know, if you have great, fabulous hair, it really does sort of influence everything that you have on, you know.
Is it a myth that people with thick and like long hair shouldn't get extensions too? Because I know Jordana mentioned, you know, it's up in a bun right now, but it's one of those things that I kind of like, my wedding's this coming Saturday. Looking back, it's one of those extra things that I was like, do I need, do I not need? But at this point, like if my wedding weren't in a week, I'd probably be getting them and looking into them just because I think they elevate any head of hair.
Yeah.
So kind of what, like, how do people even know if they need to get extensions, or like, right, you know, can us thick haired girls still get them, or who make the best candidates?
So, I mean, you know, I don't like the word need, or want. I think that like people's personal interpretation of their beauty, is something that like, you really can't guess it. Right. And it's not based on whether you have fine hair, whether you have thick hair, whether, you know, whatever, like each individual woman really defines what they need. Right. So you may feel that, I may feel, right, that you have really thick hair. You may feel that, you know, you're not happy with your hair. And so it really depends on that. There are some rules. I mean, there's, you know, no way that I can take my very thin hair and turn it into, you know, someone with very thick hair and extensions. But I can better my personal like appearance, right? And I can optimize my personal appearance. So I think extensions really are, you know, about each woman deciding, you know, what look they want and what individual look. And extensions can really be used for multiple ways, right? So you can create volume, you can create length, you can create volume and length. You know, you can create a super exaggerated look, you know, that's like editorial. So, you know, you can really do quite a lot with, you know, hair extensions, just like you can with makeup, right? I mean, you can also drastically change your look with makeup as well. So it's, you know, it's something that, that I think really comes down to defining like what makes every bride feel confident, you know, what is their personal goals. And that's really, you know, I think when we speak to brides, that's where we really focus, right? Because, you know, someone who's having like a very formal wedding versus someone who's having like a bohemian beach wedding, right, you know, they call for, you know, different approaches.
Totally. So like that, if you're someone like me, who's like, doesn't have any experience with hair extensions, but's interested in them, like, what do you think would be like the first step to figure it, like kind of sort of navigating all the different kinds and like the different.
So there's sort of, you know, there's the entry point is sort of like clip-in hair extensions, you know, and within the clip-in hair extensions, and you can think of these as almost like barrettes with hair on them. You know, these are extensions that you're going to put in and you're going to take out. You're really not going to sleep with them because, you know, they're metal clips with little silicone pads, at least ours are, to protect your hair. But just like you wouldn't sleep with your hair with a bunch of, you know, barrettes in it, you're not going to sleep with these. These come in and they go out. There's also like ponytail extensions that you can add. you know, to really give you a lift. And particularly now, I know that veils are really popular, like even, you know, really long veils, which I find really, really beautiful. And so that gives, you know, that it gives you that lift, in your veils. And then the other thing that's really important and can really help is in photography, right? So, you know, why do you see, like, you know, almost every photo shoot you ever see of models or anything, they're all wearing hair extensions. You know, and it's because that volume, the length and everything that you get out of, you know, basically just more hair, you know, photographs right. better. It just totally. Does. It just photographs better.
Well, for me, I also like, I wanted for like for my rehearsal dinner, let's say, like I wanted to do an updo. And to me, like I have like probably shoulder length, like you said, fine hair. So I feel like there wouldn't be enough to work with to do right. like an actually cool updo. Like you would need more hair to make it look like full right. and not like, so, there's like a yeah. little bun in your hair.
Yeah. So basically there's like three types of hair extensions. That entry point are those clip-ins and the ponies. And the pieces that you would add in one day and you would take out, right? And those you can do if you're styling your own hair, most likely is that you'll be able to style the clip-ins as well. Obviously, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, when you do your hair versus going and getting it done, right? It's the same thing with extensions. So there's no mystery or difficulty to them. There's just, if you can style your own hair, you're likely to be able to style the extensions. If you cannot style your own hair, then you're probably not going to be able to style extensions.
Oh, so these extensions can handle like heat tools and everything like that.
Yep. So there's basically two different areas, right? So there's human hair, hair extensions, and the premium hair that you're looking for is something called Remy hair. And that basically means that the cuticle or shaft of your hair has a cuticle on it, which is almost like a fingerprint. That cuticle has to be all facing in the same direction. It's almost like a pine tree that faces in the same direction. Lower level hair will have those little strands. It will have like it mixed together so that the cuticle is not necessarily pointed on the same direction. And what happens is that's like really what creates like lots of tangling, right?
Okay.
So, you know, and it's the same with all our personal hair. If you're lying down on your pillow and you're rubbing it like this, that cuticle starts to get intertwined and that's what creates the tangling, right?
So you're saying are you saying you're more likely to get tangling
if it's a lower quality hair where they haven't taken care to make sure that the cuticle's all facing the same direction, nice. Then you'll get a lot of tangling. Right. You'll get frizz. You'll get a lot of tangling. It's not a good look. But there's lots of tricks that happen in the industry. So I warn everyone, it's attractive to go with a lower level hair extension. But I think for your wedding day, you have to be careful because what they do is they strip them, the stripped lower quality hair with an acid wash, and then they coat it with silicone. And that's what makes it look like Barbie hair. When you go into like these beauty stores, you're like, oh my God, that looks like amazing. It literally looks like Barbie hair. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you start washing it, that silicone washes out and you're left with something that's not so great. So you want to look for Remy hair, and you know, like our hair extensions really focus on a natural look. So our line, for example, has mixed colors or a natural color line. So we'll have a blend of like two colors. We'll have a blend of like three colors, you know, and some people will have just one, but a lot of people do have blended colors, right? They have natural highlights or they have highlights that are done on purpose. And you want to follow that same, you know, look. I caution brides always not to do a drastic change to their look. Mm-hmm. I see this all the time. You do not want to be a brunette and decide to go blonde.
Right.
You know, like that. Do not do that.
Or I would even imagine like the length, even like the, I feel like you, for like for me, I would be looking for something like a little thicker and a little bit longer. But if I suddenly had hair like down to my lower back and I've never had that before, like that's not going to look, it's going to look fake because like people know what I look like.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there again, it goes back to like, yeah, every woman is, has a different goal. So there's, you know, people who don't want people to know that they're wearing, we've seen a huge change since we opened on this. There's a lot of women who are like, I don't want people to know I'm wearing hair extensions. I don't want people to know I'm getting Botox or cold sculpting or like whatever, you know? And then there's a growing number of women who are like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I just want to look good and this is what I want. And this is my wedding and I'm going to have long, lush hair.
I'm laughing, you know, and because that's what I would totally be that, like, if I were getting extensions, I'd be like, okay, the goal is to make it look, the goal is to make my friends and people ask me if I have hair extensions or not. Like they don't know because, but I feel like that's why going back to like the two multicolor things, we all have our hair colored and stuff these days. That's why that's awesome that you guys do that too. Cause it's like, you know, it, you match those colors really well. And it, and if people want to achieve that supernatural look, you can achieve that with those kind.
Yeah, no. And you want to, you know, whatever it is, you, you want it to look seamless. You want it to look lush. You want it to, you know, really augment, you know, your sort of your style, your appearance and your wedding. I think on the timing issue, which you didn't quite ask, but I'm going to jump in with it.
No, we need that.
You know, we, whatever, you know, extensions you decide to go with, the same thing as like deciding, like, you know, doing a trial run for your hair with your hairstylist, you know, whether you buy the extensions from us or another company or whoever's going to be doing your hair, just, you know, if you can do a trial run, if it's too expensive to do a trial run with your stylist, do it yourself. Like have a friend do it, have your mom do it, have your sister do it, your aunt, you know, pick someone off the street. Like, just do it. Like, you know, because sometimes it's like wedding dress trying out, like you have an image in your head and you're like, oh, you know, I want a ballroom gown. And then you go put it on and you're like, oh my God, you know, this is horrible. And the same thing with hair, like it, you really have to try it to like, see what it looks like. So we, I, you know, we recommend with the clip-ins, you can really buy them at any point in time. I definitely would buy them, you know, at least 2 to 3 weeks before, you know, you have any main event, I would definitely commit to them. Our hair extensions for the human hair run around 250 to 350, depending on your lengths, and the ponytails are around 100 to 150. So that's really, you know, sort of the entry point. Then you jump up to sort of tape extensions and keratin extensions. So tape extensions are, you think of these as almost like a sticker with hair. So we have barrettes with hair. Now we have stickers with hair. And these are, our extensions are about an inch long and you take a tiny bit of your hair and you sandwich it between those. And those will last for about 6 weeks and you can have them put on again and you can move them up and you keep them around 3 months. And those, when you're looking at those, you want to make sure that you put those in at least like 2 weeks ahead of time so that you really get used to them and you learn how to style them and you decide what you want to do. So those are super, super popular. And then there's the keratin extensions. We use ultrasound and putting in our extensions because we don't want to use any heat because it can damage your hair. And that attachment is about the size of your nail, your pinky, it's like the size of your, the bed of the, your nail for your pinky. And those get placed all around your hair. Those tend to be really good for women with fine hair because they're easier to hide. So again, that look, I mean, there, it's all over the internet. I mean, it's actually great fun. You can like Google it, but it's like bad hair extensions. You know, that's, you don't like want to see the attachment. You don't want to see the attachment. You don't want to see them growing out. You don't want to see, like, you know, rat's nest, Rasta head in the back of your head, you know, and you don't want them like literally like falling out. I think there's a, like an old Britney Spears one where she's like on stage and she's like walking and her hair is literally like falling off of her.
Yeah.
don't want that.
So
So how much are the, like, what's the, like, higher range of, like, getting them individually?
The higher range ones depend on, like, how much hair you're getting. So we, like I said, we're pretty straightforward. We sell in a half a set, which is, like, about 50 grams of hair, and a full set that's around 100 grams of hair. A lot of times what I hear when women are calling and asking about this, they're like, well, how many bundles? You know, how many packs? And I try to explain to them, and I'm like, you know, this is sort of someone's scamming you. Like, that's not a measurement.
Right.
Bundles and packs are not a measurement, because I'm like, okay, well, how much hair is in every bundle? Like, you know, what does that mean? You have to use standardized, you know, measurements. So, you know what you're buying, you know, that you want to compare apples and apples and make sure what you're getting. The tape extensions, they range from like 600 to like 850, depending on, you know, how much hair you're getting. And those, and then you can have those reapplied, and then to have them move back up so you can't see them is around 500. Then if you jump to the ultrasound keratin extensions, they'll stay in for 3 months, and those are around 1200.
Okay.
And I see.
Like around 800 for half a set. Yeah. So that's what you're
And looking. You can like wash them and curl, like it's almost, it feels like it's your regular hair.
It's 100% human hair. So you're going to treat it exactly the way you would treat your hair. You can style them, you can curl them, wow. You can straight iron them. You can do all anything you want with them. The caveats are, and this is what, you know, we do is try to help women decide which ones are best for them. It's like, if you're doing a lot of hot yoga, or if you're like, you know, a big runner, then you probably don't want to do the tape extensions, because they are sort of like stickers, right? You get stuff inside your sticker, and then it's not going to stick anymore. So sweaty, hotty stuff, you're going with the keratin, you know, extensions. Or if you're using, you know, the hair dryer that has the brush.
Yes, I use that.
It's really popular.
It kills your hair, though.
I agree. It's amazing, but it kills your hair, but it's amazing. So that is also not compatible with the tape extensions, because it heats it up so much at the attachment part, and then you're just yanking on it, literally. You're pulling, like you're saying. I mean, it does sort of damage your hair, although sort of gives you good results.
Yeah. Worth it. No.
Not with tape, right? You don't want to go in and spend like, you know, $700 and then yank them out of your hair.
Totally.
I mean,
So you're saying like the ones with like the least potential issues of like getting like tangled or heated weirdly, like are the carrot, like those are like sort of like your safest bet for just keeping continuing to care for your hair.
It really depends like what you're going to be doing and what you're going to be, you know, like doing with your hair. It's really a personal preference based on like your lifestyle. I've used both. Like I have tape extensions in right now. You know, but I use keratin also. I go back and forth, you know.
And the beauty of doing this for your wedding hairstyle is probably that I would assume that most good hairstylists, you, like you said, you get them, secure the extensions before your hair trial, bring them if they're clip-ins, or get them put in your head prior to your hair trial. And then most good hairstylists probably know like how to hide them when doing, if they are like able to be seen at the roots or whatever. Most good hairstylists.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, hair extensions are so mainstream.
Right.
Like if you're dealing with someone that doesn't know how to style extensions, run.
Yes.
Just run.
Yes.
Like, you know, that they are unlikely to be licensed. I mean, almost everyone now is, you know, is accustomed to using hair extensions. The only caveat I would say there is that not everyone knows how to color hair extensions. So you want to just be careful about that. It really does take a more advanced colorist to be able to color any hair extensions, because most, you know, like what, 99.9% of hair extensions start off at a black or a dark brown. And so like to get to my color, it's chemically treated and lifted. So, you know, you can't just like continue to chemically treat hair and expect there to be no damage. Right. And it's not, you can't put the extensions in and then color them and think that your hair and the extensions are going to react the same way.
Totally.
So it's almost probably better to color it before you get them in.
Yeah. And it's pretty rare. I mean, I think that's pretty rare that you have to, you know, to color them. At this point, there's really a pretty wide selection. I mean, in the entire time that we have been open, the only time we have ever had to color any extensions has really been for, you know, sort of more fun looks. Like, you know, there was a period where like ombre pink tips were popular. Like we did a section on like denim hair where, you know, people wanted like blue denim hair. We did extensions for in a rainbow.
Wow.
You know, that literally put rainbow color underneath.
That's what Jordana's getting for her wedding.
Yeah. Yep. Great look.
That's not exactly my style, but I think very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, the other thing I would caution is that if you can, and if you, you know, if your budget allows it, we do recommend either the tape or the keratin extensions for weddings, mostly because you want to have a consistent look through all your photos.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, we recommend that you do, you know, 2 weeks is my favorite time period before any sort of wedding photos, even if it's informal stuff that you want to just capture, that you have that sort of same look, that you're getting used to it. And then the other major caveat is with the clip-ins. Like, I always feel just a little apprehensive when I'm wearing clip-ins, and like, if you're going to be dancing a lot or, you right. know, or doing all that kind of stuff, I get nervous. I also get nervous if you have a big veil and you go to take the veil off, you know, and you have just the clip-in extensions. You have to be very careful that you don't take the veil and the clip-ins off. You know, it's a little bit more precarious. You can still get a great look with clip-in extensions if that's what your budget will permit. But if you can, you know, commit a little more money, then I think it's well worth the look and just the peace of mind to go with the tape and the keratin extensions for brides.
Totally.
Okay. That makes sense. So you're saying at least 2 weeks before your wedding is when you would want that.
Yeah. To get used to it too. I mean, it's like, you know, 2 weeks, 10 days, you know, around that, you know, you just want enough time to get used to it and, make sure that if you have any questions or anything like that, that you're able to take care of it.
And then for upkeep, is that like basically just like going back into the salon to get them either like re-put in or like,
yeah, for upkeep, the only thing I think that, you know, there's a couple things. You don't want to use anything with a lot of oils in it because your extensions will slide right out. You know, you don't, the silicones and oils, you don't want to do like things that are super drying to your hair because your extensions aren't going to get the natural oils that come through your own hair. They'll stop at the attachment. So I always tell people, you know, add like a conditioner to the ends to keep the ends like healthy, you know, and doing that. And then the other major myth that I'm here to bust is that you have to brush your extensions. I don't know why, like women are, they get the extensions in and then they're like, Oh,
don't touch
and
them.
They're so scared to brush them. So we have a great extension brush. I think it's the best in the world. And you need to brush your extensions because if not, you get matting. And then literally, like, I mean, you there's nothing you can do. You just have to cut them out. So like you have to brush your hair like you would brush your normal hair. It's not like you don't brush your hair. You have to continue to brush your hair. And, you know, and as the extensions grow out and as you said, they're obviously going to come down. So with the tape extensions, you can come and have them moved up right around like 6 weeks. You come in and you have them moved up. And for, you know, the keratin, the clip-ins, all that, there's no additional maintenance that you're doing than you would your normal hair, you know.
And they don't, like, if you maintain them normally, I assume they don't like damage your hair at all.
No, what damages your hair is not taking them out when their like days are over. So picture it this way, like we're attaching it to your hair. So every individual sheds and has a shed rate and has a growth rate. So as your hair grows and as it sheds, that extension is attached to a smaller and smaller piece of hair. So that's why when we tell you like these are going to last around 6 weeks, if you keep those in your hair for like 10 weeks, that extension piece that's attached to your hair is getting more and more fragile. And eventually the weight of the extension will be heavier than the attachment piece can sustain. It won't break off.
I see. Okay. So it's really just about getting them taken off when their time is due or re-put on or right. So, okay. Yeah. That's so, very good to know.
Yeah. So I warn women, especially younger women, they sort of want to make them last as long as possible. But everything comes at a cost.
Yeah. Right.
So you keep them in too long, you will get damaged. If you take them out when they're supposed to come out, then it's fine.
I feel like I have a lot of friends who get extensions and then fall in love with them and just keep them in for and keep moving them up when the time is ready. And yeah, they just live the extension life and love it.
I know. So I'm probably like many, many years into wearing extensions now.
Nice. So.
Well, this was so helpful for me and I'm sure for the audience. And if we have any more questions, where can they find, like, I'm sure they can contact RPCL. You guys are on Instagram, right? And they can
call your website. Follow us. Yeah. You can, we're very active on Instagram. So you can follow us at RPCL. You can DM us. You can call us at 212-255-0036. You can email me at monica@rpcl.com. We're expecting a new launch of products that is going to be coming out for the holiday season. So also look for that, which we're very excited about. And really, I mean, we do tons of weddings and everything, and we're happy to help people figure it out. And then the other thing we didn't talk about, I'm just going to throw it out there last minute, is color matching.
Yes.
Color matching is like super important for this process, because bad color matched extensions are brutal. They're really gross. So you want to make sure that you get a good color match. And we do that remotely. Ooh. So we have a function on our website. And we also have a text number that you can just text your selfies to. It goes to our color stylist who specializes in matching colors. Then we get back to you. You can either order online or, you know, you can give us a call and order directly from us. But that color match and the function of, like, it's hard to tell online. So, you know, it's always helpful to have a colorist really look at your hair and give you the recommendation.
And then how long before you put them in do you need to do the color matching?
I recommend people do this all the time. Get your color first and then your extensions. Okay. Right. Don't buy your extensions now because you're getting married in 6 months and then change your color halfway in between, because, you know, you don't want to be really dyeing the extensions. It's not going to work out very well. So wait to get your extensions until after you decide what color you're going with. And then, you know, you can get them at any time. And that's for the clip-ins, you know, for us, when you're coming into us at the salon in New York, then, you know, we will color match you, a couple days before you come in to make sure we have the right color ready for you.
That's great. And I will be going to RPCL to get my extensions done so you guys can see how great my hair looks.
Yeah.
Looks. I don't know why I say it like that. How great my hair looks. And I will document the whole process because I'm really excited about it. I've never had them before.
Yeah, no, you came in for your color match. So we're happy to let you know you're a number four.
Oh, wow. That is very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And I'm sure the listeners will be very interested and have, if they have any other questions, we just told you where to find them. We'll put it in the description of our podcast episode.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Unpopular Opinions.
All right, and now it's time for Unpopular Opinions, brought to you by High Noon Hard Seltzer. Some of these opinions might be unpopular, but you know what's really popular? High Noon Hard Seltzer, with flavors like pineapple, black cherry, watermelon, grapefruit, peach, lime, mango, and passion fruit. They've got you covered for whatever occasion, be it your batch party, bridal shower, cocktail hour, you name it. Our first opinion for today is... planning a wedding is the most unenjoyable experience ever.
I think planning a wedding is like a roller coaster of emotions. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the most unenjoyable experience ever. I could think of a lot of things that are worse than that, but it is like, it sometimes can feel really, I agree that sometimes it does feel really unenjoyable, but I think it's just, there's just as many moments that are really exciting and really fun as the ones that aren't. So I'm going to disagree. What do you think?
I agree. It's a roller coaster, and it just, like, you find yourself asking like, wait, why am I doing this again? Like, why am I just not eloping throughout it? When like the little details stress you out or the family problems stress you out. But then again, I like went through an epiphany recently where I was like, we're actually so lucky to have weddings to plan and have people to marry. And like, I don't know, just have like the ability to have a wedding. So that changed things in my head for me.
I love that.
Right?
That's an amazing way to look at it, because you're so right. You kind of like lose sight of that and all the like annoying little details or things that go wrong, that it's like, we're always like, oh, I have to do this. Like, I have to figure out the florist, right? It's like you rephrase it and you're like, I get to pick out the florist for my wedding. Like, I get to marry the love of my life. I get to like write my vows instead of like, I have to. Like, it definitely, I think, changes your perspective. And I think that, Nicole, that's like, I think one of the best pieces of advice you've ever given.
Woo! Somehow giving grounded advice. It only took me 2 years.
Well, this is like your should be your most stressful time. So I think that that's like really amazing that you're having that perspective of like, I get to do all these things. I get to get married this weekend. Like, so excited.
Right? I know. I'm just like on a little cloud nine of wedding bliss. So yes, 59% of our audience disagrees that it's the most unenjoyable experience ever, which is a very dramatic statement.
Agreed. Okay. Cake smash in the face is dumb.
I 1000% agree.
Do people still do that?
I mean, Mike knows not to come anywhere near my face that I've paid big, good money on makeup for.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, after this many facials, I am not getting cake in my pores.
Exactly. Exactly. Also, I don't know if it's a thing anymore, to answer your question. I think once in a while it's cute if the couple like really wants to do it and is into it. Like, sure, go off, smash the cake. But other than that, like, I don't even think it looks cute in photos.
I agree. I don't want cake anywhere like around my like white dress or like,
yep.
Again, like you said, like very expensive makeup. I definitely agree, not into cake smash for anyone listening.
That is a good tip though for regarding cake around your white dress. My cake people, bakery that we're getting a little 6-inch cake from them and then doing like cupcakes. And they were like, for the cake, we're just going to like cut it just to have something to cut. And like, Mike's going to eat it because it's going to be gluten free. And then the mini cupcakes are going to be like for everybody. And then, but for the cake, they were like, we were going to do like strawberry, but they were like, just so you know, it's going to be pink filling and pink icing. Like, God forbid that gets on your guys' outfits. And we were like, oh no, fuck that. Let's just do vanilla. So,
right. Yeah, that's a good idea. White frosting. Mm-hmm. Let's not tempt fate.
Right.
Okay. Next one. You don't have to invite all your bridesmaids to your bachelorette party.
I disagree with this. I mean, unless like one of your bridesmaids is like your grandmother. I think if they're close enough to be a bridesmaid, then they should be getting invited to the bachelorette party.
I agree. Unless you like really want, unless you're having like, you're literally just want to go away with one friend and like call it a bachelorette party.
Oh, okay.
Like if you're inviting like a lot of people, then like you should invite all your bridesmaids. Cause like, otherwise isn't the point of them being bridesmaids that you like want to do shit with them?
I think this question was probably asked, knowing our audience, it was probably asked by like with the notion of like somebody who's putting sister-in-laws in their bachelorette or in their bridal party.
And a lot of people are like, I don't really want to do it feels weird to do my bachelorette with my sister-in-law. Cause like, we're not that close.
Right.
And I totally get that. And I think if that's the case, usually the sister-in-law really want to go either. Mm-hmm. And they can come up with like a good kind of fake excuse that you both kind of know isn't real, but you're both like kind of cool with. And like, they know that you're just doing it as a gesture.
Right.
And like, you know that like Mike invited like my brothers on his bachelor party.
Same. They didn't go.
It's like, it's nice. And like, they're like a little older than like him. And they don't know. And they're like, they get, you know what I mean? They knew it was like a gesture.
Totally.
And like, but it's good when both parties kind of know like That it's a gesture.
It's throughout wedding planning, when both for everything, there's so many instances where like it's so great when both parties just know to say no or yes. Like we've invited some people who like it's mutual that we're just inviting you guys because you're inviting us to our wedding, but we're both gonna say no. And it's like we both know that. Like it's just great because it's
right. It's great when both people are on the same page about like how not close you are. Oh, I had a really quick question just to take it back to your wedding one more time. For your speeches, did you like ask specific people to give speeches or were you like, if anyone wants to speak, let me know?
No, we just said, I mean, for the wedding day speeches, we're just doing, we didn't ask anybody, just my dad and my
rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner? Oh, I probably should. I think we did talk to Mike's parents and say like, yeah, we definitely did. Since they're
or like friends, like are you having friends speak?
No, I might actually. Thank you though. I might tell my bridesmaids and friends like in the group chat. I might just be like, oh, if anybody wants to say any words, feel free. But I don't think they will.
Okay. Not big speech givers.
Yeah. Like I could see them not.
Cause that's something I'm like sort of like toying with. It's like, I don't want people to think that I don't want them to speak by like not asking, but I don't want to make anyone feel pressured to speak by like asking. So I feel like this is one of those situations where you're like,
you should know.
I want people to like tell me if they want to speak because I don't want to force them, but I also don't want them to think that I don't want them to speak by not asking them. So
could you say to like your friend group chat or bridesmaids chat, like, hey, if any of you do really want to speak and feel compelled, like totally fine, just like let me know. Or do you not want to open it up to the can of worms?
I do want to open it up. I feel like I would love anyone who wants to speak. So maybe I'm going to try that. I'll let you guys know how that goes. Cause it's been like something that I've been on my mind, but I'll figure that out. Okay. And 90% of people disagree that you don't have to invite all your bridesmaids to the bachelorette party. So I guess we're with the majority there, but that was Unpopular Opinions brought to you by High Noon Hard Seltzer with 100 calories, gluten-free, and no added sugar. High Noon is more than a drink. It's a way of life, an attitude, a vibe. Because when the sun's up, there are always good times to be had. I know Nicole did her own personal taste test this summer. And what did you decide? Which flavor was the best?
Okay, passion fruit snuck up on me. I was like, it kind of tastes like mango, but I know mango. I know my mango. My taste buds recognized it. So I was like, what is this delicious flavor? It was passion fruit. And it was so freaking good per usual.
So guys, give the passion fruit a try. Give them all a try. Tell us which one's your favorite. And you can find out where to purchase High Noon by visiting highnoonspirits.com. And we will be back next week with Nicole's full wedding recap. I cannot wait to hear everything about her. You guys DM her, follow her on Instagram. You're going to want to see all the content from her wedding. I know I'm going to be like glued to my phone watching it all. And we will see you guys next week with Nicole as a married woman.
Here comes the bride.
Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Nicole Pellegrino, Sean Kilby, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.